Welcome to Wonderland, the podcast where I go down the rabbit hole to research things you may be curious about. My name is Ami, and I'll be your guide on this trip to Wonderland.
Hi there, my Wonderlings. As we prepare for our Halloween episode this year, I'm releasing one episode a day for 13 days. The first 12 episodes are short ghost stories for you to enjoy, and the 13th episode will be the Halloween episode, in which we'll go down a rabbit hole that will make you wonder what things go bump in the night.
I wonder.
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 The story you're about to hear is from Very Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark by D.S. Murphy. You can read this story and many more on urbanepics.com. These are short, easy, spine-tingling tales that are fun to tell around a campfire or in the dark, if you're not too scared. In the quiet village of Graymoor, nestled between rolling hills and thick forests, there was a tale whispered among the children. A tale of a doll unlike any other. The story was simple, yet terrifying. "Beware the hungry doll," they would say. A small porcelain figure with wide staring eyes and a mouse that seemed too big for its face. The doll, it was said, came to life at night, feeding on the souls of those who dared to neglect it. Sophie had always loved her dolls. She had a collection of them, each one carefully placed on a shelf in her room, their dresses meticulously arranged, their hair combed and braided. Her favorite was a rag doll with button eyes and a soft-stitched smile. But that changed one day when a package arrived from a distant relative, an aunt she had never met, who lived far away in a place Sophie could barely remember. Inside the package was the hungry doll. Sophie's first impression was one of awe. The doll was exquisitely crafted, with a dress made of the finest silk and hair that shone like spun gold. This porcelain face was delicate, almost lifelike, with wide, glassy eyes that seemed to follow her every move. But there was something unsettling about its mouth. It was slightly open, revealing teeth that seemed too sharp, too real. Sophie's mother, charmed by the doll's beauty, placed it on the shelf with the others. Sophie, however, couldn't shake the feeling that there was something wrong with this doll. She would catch his eyes staring at her, even when she wasn't looking directly at it. At night, that feeling intensified as if the doll was watching her, waiting. The first night after the hungry doll arrived, Sophie was woken by a faint scratching sound, like tiny claws scraping against wood. She sat up in her bed, her heart pounding. But the room was silent. She looked over at her shelf where her doll sat in a neat row, the hungry doll in the center, its wide eyes gleaming in the dim light. She told herself it was just her imagination, and eventually she fell back asleep. But the next morning, something was different. Her favorite rag doll had been moved. It was no longer sitting upright with the others, but was instead slumped over, its button eyes facing the wall, as if it had been deliberately turned away from the hungry doll. Sophie frowned, but her mother dismissed it, saying it must have just fallen over during the night. But Sophie knew her dolls never moved on their own. The scratching sounds continued every night, growing louder and more insistent. Sophie began to dread the nights, lying awake in bed, clutching her blankets tightly as the sounds crept through the darkness. She started to notice other changes, too. Her dolls were often found in different positions, their faces turned away from the hungry doll, as if they were trying to escape its gaze. Sophie tried to ignore it, but the fear gnawed at her. She began to feel like a prisoner in her own room, unable to escape the doll's watchful eyes. She tried to move the hungry doll to a different shelf, but no matter where she placed it, Its eyes seemed to follow her, always watching, always waiting. One night, Sophia woke with a start, a cold sweat clinging to her skin. The room was deathly silent, the air thick with oppressive stillness. She felt a presence in the room, something dark and malevolent. Slowly, she turned her head toward the foot of the bed, and there it was, the hungry doll. Standing on her bed, its wide eyes gleaming in the moonlight that filtered through the curtains. The doll's mouth began to open slowly and deliberately, revealing sharp, needle-like teeth that gleamed in the dim light. Sophie's breath caught in her throat, her body frozen with fear. She wanted to scream, to run, but her limbs wouldn't obey her. The doll began to move, crawling up the bed, its tiny hands clutching the blankets as it drew closer. In a voice that sounded like the rustling of dead leaves, the doll whispered,
"I'm hungry!"
Sophie's heart pounded in her chest as the doll crawled closer, its cold porcelain hands reaching out to touch her skin. She felt a sharp pain as the doll's teeth sank into her, not tearing flesh, but something deeper, something more vital. It was as if the doll was draining her very life force, consuming her essence with every bite. Her vision blurred and a wave of exhaustion swept over her. The room grew darker, the world fading away as the doll continued to feast. Sophie tried to scream, but no sound came out. The last thing she saw was the doll's wide, staring eyes filled with an insatiable hunger. When morning came, Sophie's parents found her lying in bed, pale and lifeless, her skin cold to the touch. The hungry doll sat on her chest, its eyes now dull, its mouth closed, the sharp teeth hidden once more. The doll was placed back on the shelf, a strange, heavy silence settling over the room. The villagers whispered about Sophie's death, but no one dared to speak of the hungry doll. It remained on the shelf, its once vibrant eyes now dark, as if sated for the time being. But the villagers knew the truth. The doll was always hungry, always waiting. And so the children of Greymoor were warned to take care of their toys, to cherish them and to keep them close. But the hungry doll remained, watching from its perch, its hunger growing with each passing day, waiting for the next child to come along to love it, to neglect it, and to become its next meal.
The preceding podcast is solely owned by its host or hosts and is distributed by Big Media LLC. Copyright 2025, all rights reserved.